to give moms, right, connect with moms, than to give them a place to come and vent about their kids, okay? So before we hop into it, guys, I want you all to do me a favor tonight. If you haven't already shared this broadcast, please share this broadcast with your friends or your followers, people that you know who are going to love to hear this conversation as well. I'm on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram as well. We're recording, and then tomorrow this is going to be on YouTube as well as on our iTunes account for our podcast. So if you want to gain access to, or you want to watch the replay or whatever, you'll be able to do that tomorrow, okay? So now, before we get into the fun stuff, ladies, have you poured yourself a glass of wine yet, okay? Make sure you go ahead and pour your glass of wine. Make sure you are setting the mood, setting the tone. I have my candles lit, okay? We have the lights done. The kids are gone, okay? Because we're going to talk about the realities of being a mother hustler, a mompreneur, and what that looks like when you're trying to do that at home. Because it's a whole different monster when you're at home full-time with your children. How many of you guys would agree? Just say me in the chat, okay? I'm the mom of a 13-year-old George and a 3-year-old. So I am like really battling with a two-headed monster, okay? It's really no better way to describe it than to say it is literally a two-headed monster, okay? It's just a mess. All right. So more than anything, one of the things that I noticed, like I said, is when I'm on social media, when I'm talking to my friends, there are so many moms who just need a space to vent, right? And in all seriousness, one of the most important resources that I think that I have had on my journey of being a mompreneur and of being home with my kids is having people around me who really understand what I'm going through, okay? Who really understand what it's like. And hey, to everybody who's hopping in, I see some of y'all are joining. Let me just go ahead and give y'all some waves. Who really understand what it's like to want to do your work, okay? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday or the day before yesterday about wanting to do my work, but I literally could not get any work done because my kids are like bouncing off the wall. George is asking me 5 billion questions. Josiah wants to watch specific episodes of Paw Patrol, okay? Not just Paw Patrol, but he has a specific episode request, okay? And so I just was super, super frustrated. And having people around me who understand and can say, listen, Kiara, you're not alone. Listen, Kiara, I know that you may feel overwhelmed, but it's not as bad as you think. People who are around me who can remind me why I got started, right? That is so important. And it has been really important for my journey to be able to be successful as a mompreneur, because otherwise I would feel like I'm crazy. Okay, how many of you guys feel like you're crazy when you're at home with your kids? I would feel like I wasn't doing enough. Just say me in the chat if you're a mom and sometimes you feel like you're not doing enough. And I would feel like nobody understood, like, this situation is unique to me, right? This struggle is unique to me. And that makes it even worse, right? Because I don't have anybody that can get it. And when I started talking to my girlfriends who were doing the same thing, when I started connecting with my mentors or people who could just understand where I was, it made it so much easier, guys, for me to push through. It also helped me to see opportunities to solve the problems that I was struggling with, where I wasn't necessarily seeing opportunities before, okay? It helped me to see solutions where I wasn't necessarily seeing solutions before. And so that's what this show is about tonight. We're going to do this. I'm starting it as a limited series. So we're going to start with 6 episodes of The Confessions of a Mother Hustler. Every week, we're going to be here Friday night. Sometimes my kids will be here. Sometimes they will not. And we're going to listen to you guys tell your funny, crazy stories about your badass kids, okay? Because more than anything, I want you guys to know that you are really not alone. And these stories are funny. These stories are amazing. And your children Your children are amazing. And if you can laugh about it, if you can let it go and laugh about it and find the humor in it, guys, it's going to make you feel so much better when it comes to balancing all of the things that you have going on, okay? Laughter really is some of the best therapy, all right? So let me take a sip of my wine. Like I said, if you haven't done so already, please make sure you go pour yourself a glass of wine. Please ignore my busted nails, because as a mother hustler, I have not been able to get to the nail salon during this quarantine, okay? So yes, they look, but I'm sure that you guys can relate. I'm sure that you guys are feeling the same way, okay? So I want to ask you guys, if you haven't done so already, please share this broadcast. Make sure that you, if you're watching this on Instagram, you send it to somebody's DM. Make sure that you guys hype the show up and we get more people here. And I'm checking to see if my callers are here yet. I don't think that they are, but that's all good because I still have some more stuff, excuse me, that I want to go over with you guys. So let's talk about the mother hustler movement, and then we're going to get into some stories, okay? So the mother hustler movement, again, is a membership opportunity for you guys to be able to connect with other like-minded moms. Right now, we're offering a 7-day free trial, so you can sign up for 7 days and get access to all of the information, all of the resources, the community, and everything. And we have some really amazing events that are coming up over the next couple of days. We're doing a complimentary co-working session on Monday. So if you're interested in that, you're working from home, you want to connect with some other moms who are also working from home. If your kids are in the background, it's loud, it's noisy, don't worry about it because we all are dealing with the same thing, okay? So we're going to be doing our co-working session on Monday. You can go register for that at imamotherhustler.com. Click on our upcoming events tab. You'll not only see all of the events that are coming up, but you'll also get the opportunity to register for that complimentary co-working session. We have 30 Days of Gratitude, which is starting on October 26th for the 30 days leading up to Thanksgiving. And I'm super, super excited about that because one of the best ways to attract blessings and to really raise the vibration and frequency of your life and just have a more enjoyable life is by spending some time giving thanks. So my mentor and business coach, Donya Winningham, made this amazing 30 Days of Gratitude journal that we're going to be using. And when you sign up for that challenge, you actually get a free copy, or not a free copy, but it's included in your challenge sign up fee. Or if you join the Mother Hustler Movement, you get access to all of that for free. We have our trunk or treat party. If you're in the Philadelphia area, we're going to be doing a trunk or treat party for the kids on Thursday, October 29th. I'm looking at my calendar over there. Thursday, October 29th. From 4 to 6:30 p.m. in Fernhill Park. So if you need more information about that, again, go to our website, imamotherhustler.com, and click on the upcoming events tab, and you'll get all of the details there. And moms, I want you to save the date for our Moms Night Out. We're doing a Moms Only Fall Harvest Social on November 7th. It's going to be an amazing outdoor event, socially distanced, of course, where you'll be able to come. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have some s'mores, a fire pit. It's going to be so amazing. So I'm super, super excited about that event. And like I said, all of those details are on the website at imamotherhustler.com. You can go ahead and click on our events tab, okay? So without further ado, okay, I'm going to break the ice, all right? I actually posted about this earlier today on my stories. For those of you who follow me, you might have seen this post. I actually posted about it on my stories and on Facebook, so you might have seen this post already. So most people know Josiah, who is my three-year-old Gemini. Whew. Please pray for me, okay? Let me just drink to that, because people who have been selected to raise Geminis are a special kind of person, okay? And if you have a story, oh, before I forget, if you have a story and you want to call in tonight, you can actually call in at area code 312-626-6799. and we'll be able to, I think this is going to work. This is my first time trying this out, so we'll see how this goes, okay? But call in at those numbers, and then you'll be able to share your crazy story about your child, okay? Hold on 1 second, y'all. So, people who have been selected to raise Geminis are really a special, that, you know, I'm praying for y'all because I don't know how y'all gonna make it. Teach Me Lee on Instagram says she can relate. I know, because Morgie, okay, hold on 1 second. Sorry, y'all. So, hold on, so this is our first time having callers call in. So we are troubleshooting, guys, the telephone number so that our callers can call in. So just give me 1 second, please. Let me hold this for a second. Instagram. Oh, here we go. Sorry about this, guys. So I let me go back. So Josiah is my 3-year-old Gemini, and he is literally the sweetest thing you ever did meet in your life, okay? Let me just preface this story by telling y'all that I love me some Josiah Bear, okay? But he's a Gemini, and people who have been selected to raise Geminis, as I said, are very special human beings, okay? Very special human beings, all right? And this quarantine, he was already clingy. He was already a mama's boy, but this quarantine has kind of taken our unhealthy attachment over the edge, okay? It's too much for me. So Josiah comes into my bedroom every night, and you know, when kids are like stumbling into your bedroom in the middle of the night, they're normally like crying, looking for you. Oh, mom, where are you? I was scared. No, not my Josiah Bear. Josiah is like, Mom, I'm back. Okay. Creepy serial killer vibes. All right. So today he and I were home alone, and he is having a temper tantrum. Okay. Literally like just crying. And I'm like, Josiah Bear, why are you crying? What's the matter? And y'all, he looks at me and says, Mommy, I don't like it. He says, I'm like literally about to cry remembering this, okay? He's like, Mommy, I don't like anything but you. You don't like anything but me. What? How toxic are we? Okay, Josiah, why are we this close? Yes, Akeisha said these kids are different. They're different, okay? So he has an extremely unhealthy attachment to me at this point in his life, okay? He sleeps with me every night, even though I put him in his own bed. And like I said, when he comes back into the room, he's like, Mama, or his favorite line is, Mama was looking all over for you. I'm like, Josiah, just come on, let's go back to sleep. So I want to hear your stories. I think we might have our caller. Let me see. Uh-oh. That happened. Nope, still no callers. Okay, so if you guys want to call in, what I think I have to do is actually share the Zoom information with you guys. And so what I'm going to do is, if you're watching this on Facebook, I'm going to put the link to the Zoom in the comment section. Oh, gosh. I'm going to put the link to the Zoom in the comment section. And if you would like to attend, like to call in and share your story, you can do so. So if you're on Facebook, though, unfortunately, this means that you have to, or if you're on Instagram, rather, this means that you have to come over to my Facebook page and go ahead and click that link so that you can join in and get more information or share your story about your crazy kid with us. All right. So I want to hear your funny stories. I want to hear your complaints. All right. My best friend is not here right now, but I will share one. We both have teenagers. Our sons are becoming very mature. Okay. Puberty is hitting my house in a very intense way. Okay. Like I said, I'm a mom of a 3-year-old and a 13-year-old. So puberty is hitting my house in a very intense way. And one of the things that we talk about all the time is these teenagers, okay? Because teenage boys, like Akeisha said, are different, all right? So share this broadcast. I'm waiting to see if my caller or if we have any callers come in. Share this broadcast. If you don't want to call in, the call-in is for you to be anonymous. If you don't care about the anonymity, got it right. If you don't care about the anonymity of it, then you can share your story with us in the comment section if you have a funny story or a crazy story, or if you want to ask a question about your children, or if you want to complain about your children, okay? We're open to hearing everything. I want to hear the funny stories. I want to hear the crazy stories. I want to hear everything that you guys need to get off your chest, because the reality is nobody understands like these fellow mother hustlers understand. Oh, I think we do have a caller. Let's see. Is this a caller on the line? Let me see if I can unmute them. Hello, is this a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second, caller. I'm gonna get the audio on. Hold on for me one second. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Caller, you are on the line.
Oh my God.
So tell me about your badass kids.
See, they're not bad. They just misunderstood most of the times, but I understand that they are acting crazy, okay? Nobody prepared me for what I was about to embark, okay? I teach eighth grade math. So that's on Zoom. I have 3 kids doing virtual school. I have twins who are running around as if they don't have any authority figure. I'm looking for the rule book. I don't understand. I'm trying to teach math and I got kids running in the background just taking a pull-up off and I see chocolate buns all in my background. So I'm like, how do I prepare for this? And then I got a first grader who decides he's not going to wear a shirt to Zoom class. I'm like, first of all, I don't understand. I don't know. Am I, like, where, I don't know. Where's the rule book for all of this? Because I don't know if I feel at this point in time.
I am cracking up, okay? So, first and foremost, thank you so much for calling in. And kudos to you for being a teacher because, baby.
Honey.
Never. Okay, it's a different kind of anointing, if you will. All right.
I mean, well, let the anointing fall, because I need some more to deal with my own kids. I can deal with these other people's kids, but my children act like like I'm not teaching, and they need help for every little thing.
Well, and it's funny that you bring that up, because Zoom school is so just all over the place, okay? We had an internet outage at our house yesterday, the entire day, okay? They were doing some sort of work in our neighborhood, so our Wi-Fi was out from 8:22 a.m. until like 4:30.
Oh, dear.
You know, like, what do you do? So are you, like, not present at school today? Because Wi-Fi is out. Like, I'm very confused. I don't know.
I mean, you got an excused absence.
Okay. George loves to do the top up. And I think he really learned that from me, okay? Because
child, don't stand up.
Or some leggings or some tights. But he made a very good point a couple of weeks ago. They're literally, you know, at this point, these kids are having, excuse me, he's in middle school, so he has 5 different classes every day.
Right. Yes.
He's like, Mom, I'm doing more Zoom meetings than you. And I'm like, you are, because I would never show up to that. Okay. My maximum is 1, actually 0.5, not even a whole meeting, okay? Because I'm really not a whole meeting.
Exactly. And I'm like, and even the classes are, they've shortened them a little bit, but your average class may be about 45 minutes. They got me all the way confused if they think I'm going to talk for a full 45 minutes 4 times a day. No, ma'am. No, ham. We're going to have a lot of independent practice. I'm a model. I'm going to check for understanding. We're going to watch this video. But then it's time to think and do that independent work so I can see everybody's camera facing the ceiling.
Wait, not facing the ceiling.
Facing the ceiling. Child, I'm taking attendance. I'm just looking for the name. I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah, you hear, you didn't get 100 on your test. Turn that camera on during live instruction, because I definitely had to call out some test scores because my students were trying to be cute as if they understood, and I had to call out the test scores. I said, if you got below a 90, your camera has to be on. So I started shouting out all these numbers, and girl, you would have thought it was the Powerball numbers. I'm like, no, honey, these aren't for lottery. These are actual scores, okay? So turn those cameras on. So I need to see your faces of confusion and what I need to go back over, because you're not going to hide behind that screen and making me feel crazy talking to myself. Mm-mm.
Okay, and then she said she got the chocolate booties running in the background.
Chocolate. These little chocolate buns all in my background. I'm like, you don't have to go to the bathroom that many times. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're potty training you. You're off of your schedule. Don't do that. And you wait until the camera's on. They don't do it when the camera's off. They're just like, oh, let me go ahead and take this off. I'm like, okay, commando, and please. Please don't just let everybody see what's going on, because I don't need no, you know, I don't need no charges. No, thank you.
Complaints you have been hearing have been from teachers asking parents to make sure that their children are appropriate on camera. But for you, it's the other way around. I want to make sure
it
that
is.
Student, okay?
Yes, yes. There definitely is a whole bunch of just testosterone, okay? It's all boys here. I don't have any, it's no balance. It's just all boys here. And they just feel the need to be free and walk around with no shirts on. All of that. Yep.
Well, honey, kudos to you. Like I said at the beginning.
Thank you.
I cannot imagine, okay? Shout out to all of our teachers. We couldn't do it without you. First of all, we need y'all back, okay? My kids can go to school tomorrow. No questions asked, okay? We will thermometer, we will test daily, okay? We like the White House, wherever they got the maximum levels of testing. We'll do daily COVID-19 tests if they can get up out of here. I need my space back. But I do want to thank you guys for just, you know, I know that it's probably very difficult to teach. It's difficult to teach kids when they're in the classroom, okay? Let them know they're at home and you can't control the environment. So that's amazing. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have anything else you want to share with us?
Oh my God, no, but you look beautiful and this is perfect. Confessions of a Mother Hustler. Yes, we absolutely need this. We need a place to vent. There's so many support groups popping up. Everybody needs to join this one.
Moms, this is your safe space to talk about your children, okay? Nobody will judge you because guess what? Everybody's kids is crazy, okay? And I want you to know, I understand, baby, that they are trying to prove they in a, y'all in a war right now, basically, okay? Who's going to stay sane, all right? Mm-hmm. Don't let your children beat you. Don't let them take you out, okay? You must win the war, even if it's one with tequila hiding in your closet. I approve it, okay? Whatever you gotta do to not end up on the news. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. Keep doing a great job.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Super, super excited. Thank you so much for our caller for calling in. Guys, I'll put the Zoom information over on Facebook. If you want to call in and participate, you can call over. You can go hop over there, get the Zoom information, log into the Zoom. I'm going to figure out this whole, like, dialing process before our next episode, but I want to hear your crazy funny stories about your children. Remember, this is a safe space for you to vent and talk about your kids. You don't have to feel bad about it. You know, we're joking about it, but people who know me personally, you know two things about me. Number one, I'm a laugh, okay? And number two, it's important for you to get help and to let that steam off, let that you know, frustration that you may have about your children, about whatever's going on, off. Because first of all, we understand that they're kids, right? And that they are growing and learning, and that being home with you, can I just say something about my kids? I know being home with me drives them crazy. I know, like, George be so excited to leave. George be so excited to leave the house because I'm not going to be asking him, why your room not clean? Did you do your homework? Go take a shower. I'm not all in his face, okay? But, you know, this is a trying time for all of us. And so we really do, like the previous caller said, we do need to have a support group. We do need to have a safe space where it's okay for you to talk about your kids, where it's okay for you to vent, where it's okay for you to get things off your chest. So if you have something that you want to share, please feel free to dial and connect with us so that we can talk to you about your children. Oh, I think we have another caller. Yes, I appreciate it. Let me see. Let me allow her to talk. Hello?
Hi.
Caller, you're on the line. I'm so hyped, y'all. Thank y'all so much for calling into the show tonight, okay? So, caller, you're on the line. Now tell us about your badass kids.
So after listening to the last caller, I'm like, oh my God, I can relate on so many levels because number one, I am a first grade teacher teaching online from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's number one. And then I have my 10-year-old on her doing her virtual learning thing. She's done by 11, but then I have the toddler, my toddler torturer, that's just here and doing her thing, terrorizing the house. And we don't have a healthy balance here. Like, it's just everybody is, it's everybody for themselves once, you know, the Zoom calls start in the morning.
Right.
So my toddler this morning, she comes downstairs. I try to be as quiet as possible getting dressed so she doesn't hear me. And this morning, she comes downstairs with her little backpack on and she's like, Mom, I'm ready for school. I'm like, okay. She's like, come on, let me say hi to my friend. So she shoves her way in front of my computer screen. And she's like saying hi to the class. Hi, class. Hi, friends. What's your name? What's your name? And I'm like, Lord, please don't let my principal walk in and see this show. Lord. So I'm like, you got to hang up. Like, you got to go. And she's like, all right, bye. Bye, friends. She hung up my Google Meet. She hung up on the whole class.
Oh my gosh. I think these stories about teachers with children at home, this is like my new favorite thing to hear about, because with George, none of his, we are always the family that I'm like, are you on mute? Right? I'm here screaming, cussing, it's just a mess, okay? But it's very funny to me to hear from you teachers who have children in the house who are trying to keep them off camera. Oh my gosh.
Yes. My daughter, she loves to be in things. She's also a Gemini. And she loves the spotlight. So, I mean, she's right here right now doing flips all over the couch. I can't get her to stop climbing on stuff. And by the end of the night, I'm like, do your thing. She loves PJ Masks. So if you hear her, she's like, cow, what is it? Cat boy, gecko. I know. But yeah, it's just really like there is no balance at this point, and I'm sick of COVID-19. Like, I want life to go back to normal where she could do her you know, gymnastics, whatever she needs to do to get this energy out, because she's tearing up my house. My oldest is tired of all of us. We're tired in here.
I want to tell you guys a couple of things that I have been doing, and hopefully this will help you, because I think everybody can agree, right? Everybody can relate that we are literally, it doesn't matter. I mean, unless you have like a multi-million-dollar mansion, nobody feels like they have enough space, right? Mm-hmm. And especially when you have young kids, I feel like my kids follow me all over the house, okay? If I go to the bathroom, it ain't long. They coming, okay? If I go in my room. I started hiding in my closet last week. I think that might be the best place. Okay?
Right.
And it's challenging if you're teaching online all day, right? So how do you give the kids an opportunity to, you know, you have a three-year-old, is she three or two?
Three.
So no three-year-old is like, I'm going to just sit here all day and be quiet while you teach these kids, okay? This is just not happening. So how do you create balance? And like I was saying before, one of the things that really helped me was talking to other moms about what they were doing to be able to get the kids outside. So it's like in the mornings, I try to get up way before my kids, but also like you said, it's like my son can smell, it's like he senses, like soon as my eyes open, his eyes open. What are you doing? Okay. So I started taking him outside in the mornings way before anybody has to be at class, so we might go to just take a quick walk around the block. We have a dog, so we may take the dog around the block, but I'm gonna let him run and jump and get all of that stuff out so I can get some time in the house with him being like, okay, I did get some energy out. The other thing, guys, I'm gonna tell you, this was very challenging for me to do, is that I had to accept that this is not just my new normal, but this is the new normal for everybody. So if you don't understand, if your principal doesn't understand that your toddler is just completely over being in the house and she wanted to say hi to everybody on class, no, hanging up, that's a no-no. You can't hang up on the children. But, you know, people have to be a little bit more understanding. And so I challenge those of you who are hopping on or seeing this right now who are not parents to start to be more understanding to the parents who are around you, especially the moms, because so much of the responsibility falls on us, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, highly agree.
So, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, y'all are great. Y'all doing a great job, right? But if you know a parent, again, I'm going to say, especially a mom who could use a break, and who doesn't know a mom who could use a break? Please come get the kids, okay? Please. Come
please. Them. Please.
Just take them. We don't care what y'all do, okay? We don't care what they eat. Well, you know, I used to be very concerned about my children's diet. What you gonna feed them, hot dogs? You need me to bring some? Here's your need. Yeah. When my brother and sister-in-law come pick up the kids now, I literally send them with groceries. I'm like, oh, no, you don't have to stop at the grocery store. Let me pack all their food for you, okay? I don't want you spending none of your own money, okay?
Yes.
I don't want you having no reasons to bring them back home to me.
Yes, I am thankful for, like, having some weekends to just breathe. And my husband is like, you want to go out? No. I don't want to do anything. I just breathe. I want to catch my breath. Because Monday through Friday is like you're running a race. It starts Monday morning, and it does not end until I close my computer screen Friday afternoon.
Yeah. And it's hard. And I think that's something that is very important for all of us to keep in mind right now. Like, everybody is on struggle with how do I balance this, right? And, you know, both of our callers tonight are teachers. So how does a teacher who has their own children really be present for their children who need support? I mean, George is like, I feel like he need a genius bar, okay? Like, it's just so many questions. Why you always got questions about how to do the same thing every day, okay? I'm confused. Like, is the computer transforming?
Right.
But how do you help your own children navigate their education and be there for them, and then do your job? And not just for teachers, but I think for everybody, you know, that's really the struggle. And blessed are the people who have support systems, you know. It's a great blessing if you have people that you can drop your kids off to or ask for help. But I also want you guys to remember that, or there are people who are offering to come and get your kids, but I also want you guys to remember that if you have people around you who may not be offering, like this quarantine really taught me how to pick up the phone and be like, hey, this is what I need. And so I encourage all of you moms who are tuned in tonight to look at the people around you, even if it's you and a friend who are swapping babysitting, right? Like, girl, you watch the kids this weekend and I'll watch them next weekend, so that you can get that breather, so that you can get that break. I mean, my kids are not here every other weekend, right? But for me, I have 14 days.
Counting them down.
Of nonstop parenting. And that's hard, because it's not just hard to balance life, but it's hard to not get burnt out and feel bad. And you know, that was really one of the motivations behind starting this, right? Because I was starting to feel bad, y'all, about disliking my children. I was starting to feel bad, like Josiah is 3 and he's running back and forth in the house while I'm trying to be on a Zoom meeting, and I'm pissed off. And so what do you do with that, and how do you balance that? And also remembering that it's okay to feel like that, because that's just an indication that you need to do something to fix it. So again, kudos to y'all teachers. I don't know how y'all do it, because I won't be bothered with nobody else's kids, especially not during this quarantine, okay? Nobody. Yeah.
It's a mess. It is a mess.
And you said first grade? Oh my gosh.
They are busy. Every other second, they're like, teacher, teacher, can you hear me, teacher? Teacher, can I go to the bathroom? I said, how many times I'm going to tell y'all, stop asking me to go to the bathroom when you're in your own house. Go to the bathroom. You are home. They bring their computers to the bathroom. Listen, I didn't saw what we call them, chocolate booties. I didn't seen it all. Okay, and I'm like, get that computer, cut the camera off, cut it off right now. I don't want to see that. And this is almost every day. So yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? I would not trade anything that I'm doing. You know, I wouldn't trade nothing for the world. This is my life. I'm content with it. I'm not going to teach forever, you know? So it's like, I'm okay with it right now. But yeah, I appreciate you having this, you know, giving us this safe space to speak with my child singing in the background. It's healthy, and we do need this. So yeah, I really appreciate you having us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Sure thing.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, guys, I'm so excited. Like, thank you guys so much for tuning in and for being here tonight. Like I said, I do want to remind you that this is a safe space for you to come and complain about your kids. Why do we want to complain about our kids? Because holding it in is only going to make you feel angry. It's only going to make you feel frustrated, make you feel like you're alone, make you feel like you can't get it done. And I can speak to that, guys, because I was having all of those negative emotions. I was feeling like this is too much. I was feeling like, you know, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not seeing any progress. My work is always so piled up. The house is a mess. The kids aren't listening. There's so much. George is in eighth grade. He's applying for high school. It's just, it was so much for me. And as I was talking to my friends and really started paying attention to the things that people were saying on social media, I realized that everybody is dealing with the same thing. And so I want to remind you as we wrap up tonight that the way that you feel right now is okay. It's okay for you to feel overwhelmed. It's okay for you to feel like, you know what, this is crazy. Because it is crazy. We have literally been home with our children since March. That's crazy, okay? It shouldn't even be legal for these kids to be here this long, she be against the law. So, you need a place where, if you need a place where you can come and complain about your children. And tonight we heard some really funny stories about chocolate booties in the background. And thank you so much to our teachers and to all of those essential workers who have been on the front lines and still consistently done their job in spite of having to continue to balance their own home lives. I really applaud both of our callers tonight for all of the hard work that they are doing to be able to just manage their lives. Like, wow, you guys are amazing. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that the work that you are doing is not only important or not only challenging, but it's also important, and we need you. And your children need you. And if you are a teacher, your students need you. And so that's why you have to have a place where you can come and vent. That's why you have to have a place where you can come and get the stuff off your chest. That's why you have to have a place where you can come and just, you know, get positive feedback and positive encouragement about your journey so that you don't quit. Because that's what we don't want. We don't want you to give up. We don't want you to stop grinding. And I have this quote on my wall in my bedroom that says, remember why you got started. I started for my children. I started because I wanted to be able to be home with them. I started because I wanted to be a more frequent presence in their life, right? I wanted to be there for all of the important things. I wanted them to be able to talk to me about everything. And so sometimes we have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And even though this coronavirus has been such a huge inconvenience for us, in so many ways, it's been such an amazing blessing because we've really gotten the opportunity to reconnect with our families, reconnect with our purpose. And women, one of the things that I want to remind you of is that you set the temperature of your house, right? You are literally the heartbeat in your house. And this is why it's important for you to take care of you, because, you know, if you want your house to be full of love and your children to be full of love, you want to hear those giggles and those laughs. As much as my kids get on my nerves, there is nothing that I love to hear more than them laughing, okay? Rolling around on my dirty floors, making a big old mess, but they're laughing. And that's such a beautiful blessing. And so in order for that to be the vibe or the frequency in your house, it has to first be the vibe or the frequency within you. So you need to have a community of people who understand you, where you can come and talk about it, where you can come and vent about it, and you can get feedback from women who understand what you're going through, okay? So hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Like I said, we're gonna start off with 6 episodes and see how it goes, okay? So we'll be back here next Friday, and guess what? Josiah Bear will be here too, okay? So get into it. That's a whole nother show, all right? Thank you guys so much for joining me for the first episode of Confessions of a Mother Hustler. Remember, if you have a story that you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. If you're watching this on the replay on iTunes or on YouTube, make sure that you share this with your friends and your followers, and make sure that you go to imamotherhustler.com to find out about all of our upcoming events and how you can join the Mother Hustler movement, okay? I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'll see you all soon. Bye.